Hello, hello, welcome to Daily Inspiration. Brother Jeff here. I'd like you to go with me to Hebrews chapter 13, and let's look at a few verses here that might inspire us to walk in the power of God, in the love of God, and in obedience to all His commandments. Well, here it says, verse 5, 13:5 Hebrews, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. Let's read that again. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Next verse, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. This verse is telling you that whatever you do in life, your whole manner of life, let it be without greediness, covetousness, lust. You know, when you look at the sins listed in the excommunication chapter of Corinthians, one of the sins you can excommunicate people over is being covetous. The Bible says covetousness is idolatry. But we don't hear much about covetousness. We don't think about it. We think covetousness often is just, I want, I'd like to have one of those. And that is, but is not covetousness sometimes manifest by what we have rather than what we say we want? When you see somebody that seems to have everything, it's possible that person is greedy. Covetousness has ruled their life, and they just get and get and get, and they're not happy if they don't get some more. That is possible. I don't have the ability to judge everything perfectly, but the Bible says, let your conversation, and in our King James Bible, that word conversation is a word, tropos, which means your whole manner of life. It's used in other places. Says in another place, let your conversation only be that which becometh the gospel of Christ. So everything I do should be free from the appearance and the action and the sin of covetousness. Now, I did hear a man one time say, I asked him if that barn and farm was his, and he says, no, it's not, but I wish it was, and the man that owns it had a better one. And I thought that was kind of clever. But it just might be covetous to say things like that. You'll have to judge. I don't know every answer. But I do know this. Whatever we say, if we're always looking at things that with a wow on this truck or this land or this horse or this whatever it is, greedy for money, always talking about how much money, 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 or how big and how great, we must be careful. The Bible says to esteem each other better. There's people that are struggling. And if we're living in abundance, we may just really be hindering them from coming to Christ or hearing the gospel or walking in the newness of life. So let's take this commandment serious. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. You remember the verse that says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Oh, if we could learn to be content just being godly. Have a great day.